are the laws of Arla applicable to the fruits of a guy of a Gentile? So we're all familiar with the kashrus prohibition against eating the fruits of the first 3 years of a tree, as well as the fourth year, which is called Netarivai. And the question is, does this apply only to the tree of a Jew, or even to trees, fruit trees, that are owned by Gentiles? So we have a clear ruling in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 294, Halacha 8 in Yeridaya, that the prohibition against eating in the Arla fruit or the Netarivai fruit applies whether the tree is owned by a Jew or Gentile. It makes no difference in whether this tree is in Eretz Yisrael or in the diaspora. This opinion of the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch is based on the ruling of the Torah, Tosfos, Rosh, Ran, Mordechai, Smag, and many other Rishonim. There is only one opinion who states that the Arla fruit of a Gentile is permitted, and that is Pirush HaMishnais of the Rambam in Arla 1:3. Although, however, as the Achrayim point out, the Beis Yosef and the Birka Yosef of the Chidah, that one may not rely on his words, and the Rambam himself in Mishneh Torah retracted from this position. As he clearly rules in Maaser Sheni 10:5, that even the fruits of a Gentile have the Arla prohibition. Nonetheless, what is debated amongst the Paiskim is whether this prohibition against eating the fruits of a Gentile in the first 3-4 years is a biblical prohibition, just like by a Jew, meaning a Jewish-owned tree, or it's only a rabbinical prohibition. The Aruch HaShulchan in 294 Halacha 11 writes that it is a biblical prohibition, while the Chasam Sofer rules that it is only a rabbinical prohibition. So what does this Halacha now mean? Do we have to stop buying from markets that sell fruits if they don't have hashgacha to make sure that they didn't grow within the first 3 years? So in truth, there's another famous ruling which is subject to a longer discussion in its own right, but we will introduce already now, and that is that in Eretz Yisrael, Arla has a more severe law, in which case we rule that even questionable Arla fruits are prohibited to be eaten. However, in the diaspora, we rule that questionable Arla fruits are permitted to be eaten. As writes the Mechaber 294:9, and Mirtz Hashem will discuss them further length in a future halach. But nonetheless, based on this, we can understand that even though we conclude that the fruits of the first 3 to 4 years of a Gentile are prohibited to be eaten by a Jew, even in the diaspora, once they reach the market, since we don't know what fruit is which, you can buy all fruits on the market in the diaspora without needing to worry. Maybe it's from an Arla tree owned by a Jew or an Arla tree owned by a guy. As Safik Arla in Chutz Laretz is permitted. But nonetheless, what does come out of this is the following. Unlike what some people misconceive, that there's no Isser Arla by Gentile-owned products, and that's why you can buy in the marketplace in the diaspora without a hashgacha. In truth, even the fruits of a Gentile require to follow Arla laws, and it's just that since we don't know what's what, everything's a question, that's why we're allowed to buy on the market in the diaspora. But in Eretz Yisrael, in truth, if the question is involved whether this fruit is Arla or not, and even if it belonged to a guy, it would not be allowed to be eaten. Now, what happens if you're by a market stand selling fruits and vegetables, and the shop owner tells you, these grapes are fresh, they're within 2 years of planting. We just got a special shipment from fresh California grapes, and they were just picked a week ago after a year and 50 days after being planted. Freshest grapes that you'll ever find. In essence, what this individual is telling the Jewish potential buyer is that these grapes are Arla, and if we believe him, it's forbidden to eat it. So the question is, do we believe a guy who makes such a statement? So the answer is, it states in the Mechaber 294 Halacha 28, based on the Brice in Yevamos 122a, that we never believe a Gentile's claim that the fruits are Arla or Netarivai. What's the reason? The reason is, explains the Taz, is because we suspect that the guy is lying in order to increase the quality of his product in face of the potential buyers. Based on this, the Shach and Taz elsewhere explain that if in truth there is no reason to suspect that this guy would be lying, such as, for example, out of casual conversation, he mentioned that they are from the fruits of the first 3 years, or such as you heard him on the telephone speaking to the orchard who provides the fruit, saying, can you please bring me more of those grapes that are from the first 3 years, like the current batch I have in my store? He's talking to the producer. There's no reason to suspect he's lying in such cases, when we need to suspect for their words and not eat such fruits from that store. So to summarize, even though the fruits of a Gentile have an Isser of Arla Netta Rivai, in general it's not really applicable, because only if you know for certain in Chutz Laretz that the fruit is from the first 3 or 4 years is it a problem to partake in them. Where any cases of doubt is permitted, and in a case that the guy tells you that it's from the first 3 years, you don't have to believe him unless there's no reason to suspect that he may lie about this fact.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.